What's up, Steelers Nation, and welcome to the Black and Gold Fan Show, a show by a fan for the fans. I'm your host, Chris G. Here we go.
Oh, that's a hell of a show. You need to watch that on a weekly basis.
I'll check it out.
I mean, I hear it's pretty good.
Steelers Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Black and Gold Fan Show. This is episode 4. Man, I really appreciate y'all for coming with me on this journey as I'm trying something out new. And this is new for me, doing this podcast. I'm having fun with it, and I appreciate some love I've been getting on Twitter and some of the comments I've received from my mock drafts and things like that. And again, I appreciate it. All the subscribers that I'm beginning to get, ones that are liking the videos. Again, I really, really appreciate it. And while we're on that, please subscribe to the channel. Please like the video, leave a comment, and please share the video. All right, so we'll jump right into it. You know, it's draft week. It's one of the most exciting weekends of the off season. To me, it's probably the most exciting time other than actual games being played. But we won't waste any time. We're going to jump right into it. So Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan had their press conference, their pre-draft press conference. Now, there wasn't much that you can take from it. I mean, most things that were said are already known or just general statements. I mean, there might have been a few moments of truth, but we'll get into all that. And again, this is a fun time being draft week. Now, Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin did give us a little glimpse of their thinking. One of the things that stood out to me is they're said they're not overly thirsty entering the draft because of moves they made in free agency. That's Mike Tomlin speaking, saying, "We've been very active in free agency. You know, that makes you really comfortable as we lead into the draft weekend. We've addressed a lot of needs, and you don't feel overly thirsty in any particular area." Now, I don't believe that statement. I mean, I don't agree with it because there are definitely holes in this roster. You know, the Steelers normally try to go into a draft with a roster they could play a game with. Like, if there was a game this coming up Sunday, or no, take that back. If there's a game being played Thursday before the draft, they want to have a roster of 53 that they can put out and play a game. Not just anybody's put out there, but somebody that could actually compete. And right now, I don't see that. Now, we're still don't have a starting center. We don't have a wide receiver 2. We don't have a slot corner. And there's a bunch of positions that we need to fill. To me, center is the biggest need in the draft, followed by receiver and corner, and then tackle. Now, the center position, one of the things the Steelers have that Mike Tomlin was saying, that they're very high on players that are position flexible, like Graham Barton, Choi Fatanu. Also went on to speak on he likes intelligent players that have played center before. Now, like, Graham Barton is one that he's played center his first year in college. I mean, he's played tackle the past 3 years, but he has played center. Now, Choi Fatanu, I'm not sure how much center experience he has, but I know Graham Barton definitely has played center. Also, we know Graham Barton's very intelligent. He went to Duke. That's a very good academic school. And also, they said it's important position we have, but we have guys on the roster who have flexibility, so we have options there. We'll see how it shakes out. That is Omar Khan talking. Now, them saying that, it makes me think of Nate Herbig, who will be the starting center if the season started today, or James Daniels, who has actually played some center also. Now, I wouldn't want either one of those guys playing center, especially James Daniels. I like the position he's carved out for himself as our right guard. He's been improving each year, it seems like. So hopefully that won't be a necessity, having to move him to center. And Nate Herbig, I like him in the role he's in as that backup guard, where he can come in if somebody's not able to go. I want a true center playing a position, or somebody that is a full-time center playing a position. I don't want a backup guard sliding over to center as your starter. Now, going back to the draft, Troy Fontano is somebody that has said to be capable of playing all across the line. In fact, Daniel Jeremiah says that one team has Fontano as their number one center. Now, that got me thinking. If a team has Fontano as their number one center, I'm not sure what team that is, but if somebody like the Steelers were to look at him, and if he falls to 20, it's an interesting scenario. Now, this is something that I just made up. It's not something I've heard through insiders or anything like that, or heard through anybody. But if you draft Fontano at 20 and draft him with the thought of, okay, we'll see how this draft plays out. We got Fontano at 20. We know he can play tackle because he played tackle all through college. And some team has him as their number one center, so it seemed like he's center capable. What if we draft him at 20 and see how the board shakes out? Like, for example, say we draft him and then round two, Zach Frazier falls to pick 51 and we're able to select him. Now we have Fontano as our tackle, and we have Zach Frazier as our center. Or another example, if you draft Fontano at 20 and you get down to pick 51 and those top centers are gone, like Barton, Jackson Powers, Johnson, and Frazier, if they're taken, now we can look at Fontano as a center, and you have other players like Roger Rosengarten or Blake Fisher that can play tackle. Now, I'm not sure if the Steelers are thinking that way. That's just something I thought of, but let me know what you think. Like, what do you think of that idea? To me, it makes sense, but I'm not sure if they want to bring in somebody that is kind of teetering between two different positions. But like I said, to me, that makes sense. And almost goes in the same line as Graham Barton. I mean, he, same thing. He's played tackle, but he'll be going to the NFL as a center. Now, Fontano, I believe he'll be going as a tackle, but I'm not sure if that's position teams will keep him at. But it seems like the consensus is that Graham Barton will go as a center and probably worst case scenario as a guard. But like I said, I think he'll go as a center. But maybe either one of those players, you can play that scenario out and it goes the same way. Pick one of them, see how the draft board falls, and see what you have as far as later centers or tackles. Now, another name that comes up with center is Connor Williams from Miami. Now, he's somebody that's coming off an injury. I believe he tore his ACL last season. I don't think he's ready to participate yet. I'm not sure where his status is as far as his injury. But he's somebody you can bring in, and he can maybe be your long-term center. Or at worst, you can bring him in and draft a center in the late rounds, like somebody like a Bortolini or a Bo Lemer. Just different options I'm throwing out there that I think the Steelers are probably thinking about as the draft takes place or is coming up. Now, the next position I really think that we need to focus on is our wide receiver room. Now, Mike Tomlin said he's comfortable with the trajectory of the wide receiver room heading to the draft. But I think a lot of people mistook that. I don't think he meant he's comfortable of where they are, but I think he's comfortable with what is available in the draft and where this room can go to. And he says, we're optimistic about adding to the wide receiver room. It's a deep group. That was Omar Khan. Now, one of the big receivers that keep being linked to the Steelers is Brian Thomas from LSU. A very, very highly skilled receiver. Probably one of the top three receivers in his draft. If he falls to 20, that might make decisions really tough on the Steelers. Especially with the positions they need. I mean, do they want to take a tackle at that number 20 spot? Do they want to take a center? Or do they want to take a receiver? Or does a corner come into play? I mean, with this draft, I'm not sure if there's a necessarily wrong decision you can make. I believe there's a lot of needs that we have to fill, and there's a lot of quality players that are in that first round that we'll be able to choose from. You'll be able to get a lot of these players also later in the draft. If you go to round two, you have people like Xavier Legette, you have a Ricky Pearsall, Roman Wilson, Ladd McConkey, maybe another high second round or late first round pick. But like Omar Khan said, man, this group is deep. There's a lot of receivers that are available in this draft. And the Steelers have been good with picking receivers in the middle rounds. Obviously, we don't hit on every single one, but over the last, 20 years or so, we've always had a good receiving core. I really can't remember the last time that we didn't have a solid receiving core. Now, like I said, every draft pick might not have hit, but we never went into a season thinking, man, this receiving core is not it. But this year, at this moment, that we're sitting there, like, this is not it. Now, we need help. We need to add to it, whether that be the draft or a trade, which brings me to my next point of no matter how much we shut it down, but this Brandon Ayuk trade talk keeps popping up. It's not going away. So Michael Silver, one of the 49ers beat writers, said that a trade for Ayuk is very much in play, and the 49ers might ultimately accept a second round selection. Now, we've been hearing that they don't want to trade, or a trade is not going to happen. And then I've heard that 49ers might want a first round pick, but I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, who knows what could happen at draft night. I feel like the Steelers have been aggressively trying to talk trade with the 49ers for Ayuk, but the 49ers have been shutting that down and saying that they don't want to trade him. They want to keep him, which makes sense, but they're not sure if they're willing to pay the price tag he's looking for. I believe he's looking for well over $25 million a year. Now, also, does that make sense for the Steelers to trade for Ayuk for $25 million a year? When you have George Pickens' contract is coming up pretty soon, you might have to pay a quarterback pretty soon. So why trade for Ayuk when you can get somebody like one of those top receivers like a Brian Thomas in the first round either way? I mean, if you're going to trade a first round pick, why not get the rookie with the high upside at pick 20? But that brings a question. Do you want somebody that is proven already, or do you want potential? That's always the issue with if you want to draft somebody or if you want to trade for somebody. Do you want that proven commodity, or do you want a player with a lot of potential? Now, Florio also made up a good point saying that the 49ers don't want to give another team a chance to jump ahead of them at 19. So if a trade was going to happen, it'll probably happen right when the Steelers are about to make their pick. So when the Steelers are on the clock, I believe that's when we'll find out if a trade was going to happen. It won't be before then. If not, Ayuk may be traded after the draft if it's going to happen, when these teams fill their roster in the draft with receivers and somebody might not have got the receiver they wanted. So now they can look to Ayuk for a receiver. But like I said, it's cheaper to get a receiver in the draft than it is to trade for one. But you know what you have in a receiver that you're trading for that's been in the NFL, that's been productive for a few years now. Now, on the other side of the ball, looking at cornerback, Khan and Tomlin were asked about Corey Trice and Darius Rush. He said, quote, "They're going to their second year. We expect guys going into their second year to make a significant leap." Now, Trice is coming off an ACL injury. He's somebody that we got in the seventh round last year. I believe he fell that far because of injuries. So now he's dealing with another injury. So we're not sure what he's going to be. You have Darius Rush, who is a later round pick, but somebody that the Steelers were also pretty high on last year going to the draft, ended up making his way to their roster. So Rush actually got some playing time last year with the Steelers, quite a bit. I wouldn't say he got a lot of playing time, but quite a bit. So they got a chance to see some of the things that he's capable of. But these are two guys that are unproven. Now, we can't go into the season with Joey Porter Jr. and then we have Dante Jackson on the other side, and that's really it. And then you have two unproven second-year players. Now, you can look at vets that are still available in free agency. Now, we have Patrick Peterson and Chandon Sullivan are still out there, who last played for us last year, who I think did a decent job. I wouldn't say they did anything special. Pat P was much better in the slot, I believe, than he was on the outside. I don't think he's capable of being an outside corner like he used to be. And he's not a safety, which he thought he might be able to transition to. He's just not physical enough. And Chandon Sullivan, he held his own. I mean, we didn't talk about him much. Now, I feel like as a corner, if you're not being talked about a lot, that's usually pretty good. That means you're not getting beat too often or too bad. You're holding your own. Now, when it comes to the draft, we have draft prospects like Cooper DeJean, who can play slot, play on the outside. And we talked about him before. And he's just an all-around, just a football player. He's an athlete. Can play safety, can play slot corner, can play outside corner. He can return kicks, he can cover kicks. He's another option at 20 that you can look at. I mean, you can't just draft him thinking you're just getting a slot corner. You draft him for the player that he can be, the all-around player he can be. Like I said, being able to play special teams, inside, outside, and safety. Another player, Mike Sanrastil, who is somebody that everybody says reminds them of Mike Hilton. Somebody that we've missed for some years now. We haven't been able to find that replacement for him. A player that I really like is Max Melton from Rutgers. Another player able to play inside and outside. Physical player, good ball skills. And then we have Andrew Phillips. I mean, there are plenty more corners out there, especially in the slot. Now, I believe we won't have to spend too high of a draft pick in filling that need. But there are high quality players that we can get if we want to get that slot corner. Like, if we don't feel comfortable with Dante Jackson playing on the outside, there's a Nate Wiggins that'll be at the top of the draft or around pick 20. There's a Kool-Aid McKinstry. You never know where a Terrion Arnold can fall, or you never know where a Quinyon Mitchell could be. These are all potential players that we can look at in this draft. Now, probably the last, not the last, but maybe not as a dire need as some of these other positions, but definitely a need is tackle. Right now, if we're going to the season, we have Dan Moore and Broderick Jones will be our starting tackles. Now, I do believe the Steelers are much higher on Broderick Jones, I'm sorry, than Dan Moore, than us fans are. I think they like what he's been doing. I think they feel that he's improving each year. But we need an upgrade. I do think that the Steelers know they need an upgrade at that position. I just think that they feel it's not as big of a need as us fans think it is. Now, I would like to see Broderick Jones move to the left side. The organization said they want Broderick to move to the left side. And even Broderick said he feels more comfortable playing on the left side. But then you have Dan Moore, who said he doesn't want to play on the right side, or he's not comfortable playing on the right side. So right now, that's the situation we're in, where we have players that probably should be on the opposite sides, but one of them can't move, and we don't have that replacement for him. Now, if we look to the draft, we have Amarius Mims, Troy Fatanu, Talis Fuaga, Tyler Guyton, as players like that who can come in, and some of those players can walk in and start day one, like maybe a Fatanu or a Fuaga. Or you have players like a Mims or a Guyton who can come in and battle for Dan Moore, or battle for that right tackle position, and possibly beat Dan Moore out. If you look further into the draft, you have two players that I really like in Roger Rosengarten and Blake Fisher. Also, two players that played right tackle, so they're familiar with the position. And I think that gives them a leg up on Dan Moore, to be the starting right tackle. Now, outside of Fatanu and Fuaga, I don't think these players would start right away. I mean, they might even start right away. I think Fuaga probably would. Fatanu maybe not, but because you know how the Steelers, they don't like to throw their rookies right in day one. But in a situation like this, with players of that caliber, you never know. They might be able to slide them in. And hopefully, we do get one of these top players. They can beat out Dan Moore during training camp. Now, speaking of training camp, there's a player that I hope we get to see at some point during training camp. I'm not sure when he's available, but Cole Holcomb. And he was asked about also, and Khan said he was working hard to get back. Now, the draft might let us know his status. If the Steelers draft an inside linebacker pretty high, I say within the first four rounds, that might let us know that Cole Holcomb might not be ready to play as what we think he is. Khan went on to say, if there's an opportunity to add competition and improve the room, we're going to do it. So there's players like a Peyton Wilson or a Peyton Wilson and Junior Colson are two highly skilled players that could come in and definitely get some playing time. Now, if we were to get one of them, also having Cole Holcomb and Elandon Roberts and Patrick Queen, and that's a dynamic linebacking core. Also, somebody that I really like and was excited we got him last year, and just like with Holcomb, I was like devastated when he got hurt, is Quan Alexander. Now, he's somebody that I would love for the Steelers to bring back if he's healthy. Now, he's coming off an Achilles tear. Like I said, if he's healthy, that's a good option to pair with Queen, Roberts, and Holcomb. I mean, he's the same type of player as Queen. I wouldn't say he's the same level of player, but he's the same type of player. One of those see ball, get ball. Hey, like I said, he's somebody that I would really love for the Steelers to try to bring back if he's healthy. He may be somebody that's brought back during camp, just like he was last year. Now, getting away from the draft, Khan was also asked about Najee Harris and Justin Fields on their fifth-year options. Now, in short, he just said that the deadline is May 2nd, and he has until then to make a decision. So, at the moment, a decision hasn't been made on their fifth-year options. Now, for me, I like both players. I hope both players will be on the team for a while, so I hope we extend both players. I mean, I'd like to see Najee for at least two more years. Maybe they give him a two-year extension. That way he could play three more years. And then at that point, you can evaluate and see where he is. You know, running backs, their shelf life is not the longest. So with another 3 years of him playing, who knows where he'll be at. At that point, you may be ready to move on from him and sign another running back. But we'll see. And Justin Fields, if we can extend him, that could possibly mean we get him cheaper than if he were to come into the season, play well, and then require a bigger contract. But who knows how the season is going to play out with him and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson might come in and play well and never come off the field. We may not get to see Fields. And if that's the case, I believe Fields will be an option to extend at not as high a price because we don't know what he is. But if Russ plays well, I mean, that puts us in a tough situation because he's going to require a lot of money. So either way, I believe Fields, I want Fields to be on this roster, whether it's for to back up Russ for another year. But I do hope Fields ends up taking over because I feel like he has more upside at this point than Russ does. But I think Russell Wilson has a higher floor at the moment. But we'll see how it all plays out. And now, so the last thing we're going to get into today is something a little bit lighter. Now, Mike Tomlin let us in on something that some of us probably already assumed and we felt, but Tomlin, his pro days. Tomlin likes to play with the media on his pro days. He likes to set smoke screens. He said, quote, "Sometimes at pro days, I'm looking for guys that I'm not interested in because I know people are paying attention. I'm just having fun with guys. So we made a lot of what we thought we saw 2 years ago when we drafted Kenny Pickett, when the whole world thought that Tomlin was in love with Malik Willis. You know, we thought that that was going to be our number one pick. I remember sitting on draft night when the pick was coming up, and I'm thinking, he's taking Willis. We're going to take Willis. Now, I wasn't ecstatic about either one of the picks. I understand the Pickett selection, but I wasn't the biggest fan of it. But it threw me off also. I thought that they were going to go Willis. It's just like with Tomlin, I think this is more genuine, though. He was real excited about Justin Fields and his pro day. I remember him going there and saying, you know who we came to see. So I just gives you a little insight of Mike Tomlin and how he does some of the, or why he does some of the things he does. And I do believe he is genuine when he is talking to players. He really cares about his players, likes to get to know these prospects. But just because he's talking to them doesn't mean that he's a player they want. So like I said, man, it's an exciting time. Yeah, the draft is a day away. Now we're almost here. So get ready for it. There's going to be a wild ride this weekend. Hopefully we come out with the picks that we like. If you would, drop in the comments. Who do you want the Steelers to pick with their draft? Especially their first pick. That's probably one of the most interesting ones. But who would your first pick be in this draft? And also, what are some players who you like in this draft? Or who are your sleeper picks? So let me know in the comments. And again, please subscribe to the channel. Please like the video. Leave your comments. Share the video. And like I always say, stay blessed. Stay positive. Here we go.